In a blog, Prime Minister Modi says in 2014, India chose honesty over dynasty, claims the Congress has no internal democracy, says if a leader dares to dream to head the party, he or she is shunted up. But Arunachal Pradesh's Home Minister quit, saying the BJP is no different from the dynastic Congress, points out that the Chief Minister's family in Arunachal has got three tickets. Priyanka Gandhi to wrap up her three-day boat yatra in Uttar Pradesh in the Prime Minister's constituency of Varanasi. The BJP intensifies its Chaukidar campaign. Meanwhile, Prime Minister will address 25 lakh rural Chaukidars. But hard bargaining delays the BJP's first list of candidates yet again. The BJP's Central Election Committee will meet again today. A marathon meeting went out in 1 a.m. this morning. Now, the social fallout of the Polachi sex abuse case. Parents fear sending their daughters to college. Families refuse brides from Polachi in Tamil Nadu. Rescue operations are underway to rescue 15 people still trapped under rubble after a building collapse in Tharwar. It's been over 19 hours. New Zealand begins burying the victims of last Friday's terror attack on mosques. The police say the gunman had planned a third attack but was stopped before that.
Breaking news coming in from Goa. Goa's new CM, Pramod Sawant, has won the floor test and they have managed to get the 20 MLAs to vote for them. The BJP has pulled it off. It was, of course, expected. Mayawati going ahead and announcing that I will not be fighting the Lok Sabha polls. Whether this was expected or not is perhaps debatable. One didn't have a clear idea. But she said that she wants to worry about the current situation. And she doesn't really want to worry about fighting the Lok Sabha polls. If she needs to, she can always fight on any seat post the election and perhaps even win, is what she's indicated. What is it that the Prime Minister actually said about a dynasty in his blog, in his latest blog? He hit out at the Congress once again, saying in 2014, people voted decisively for honesty over DK and over dynasty, basically, in essence. The government works with the spirit of India first and not family first. The government puts institutions above everything and institutions take beating where there is dynastic politics. However, Priyanka Gandhi, as you just heard, was saying that the Prime Minister has destroyed institutions. He said the biggest casualty of dynastic politics are institutions, from the press to parliament, from soldiers to free speech, from the constitution to the courts. Nothing is spared. Sharing some thoughts.
The BJP's first list of candidates for the Lok Sabha polls is expected today. BJP's election panel met last evening. Sources telling NDTV that names for Uttar Pradesh and Bihar are likely to be announced. BJP's in charge for Chhattisgarh has said that the party has decided to replace all sitting MPs and announce new candidates. All is well with the ruling coalition in Karnataka. That was clearly the message that the Congress and JDS wanted to send out at a crowded press conference on Tuesday. The media meet was delayed by 1.5 hours as leaders from both parties discussed elements that had seemed to threaten that unity. But both the parties insist that any small difference will be sorted out ahead of the Lok Sabha polling. In an effort to fight fake news, the Election Commission on Tuesday met with representatives of various social media platforms. The poll panel said that the social media platform have willingly agreed to come up with code of ethics. They will lay down operational details by this evening. The chief election commissioner told the representatives to come up with a code similar to model code of conduct. Ahead of general elections, the BJP suffers setbacks in Arunachal Pradesh on the issue of party ticket for the assembly polls in the state. At least 20 party leaders, that include two ministers, six MLAs and party general secretary in the state, have resigned and joined the Conrad Sangma-led NPP in a late-night development. Talks have been on for the past 2 days after these people were denied ticket. NPP this morning has officially confirmed that these BJP leaders have switched over. NPP is an ally of the BJP, but in this election season has decided to go solo across Northeast. In Tripura, three senior BJP leaders, including the vice president of the state unit, have resigned and joined the Congress. Two people are dead and three critically injured in a building collapse in Dharwar in Karnataka. Over 50 people have been rescued. The collapse took place in Dharwar, about 400 kilometers north of Bengaluru. Videos from the collapse site show hundreds of locals surrounding the collapsed building. What do young women students in Polachi have to say about the sexual abuse of women students there, allegedly by a gang behind bars now? They say many don't want to marry potential brides from their town. Parents want them to stop going to college and pursue by distant in fact, modes. Well, with Jet Airways moving towards a bankruptcy, the government on Tuesday called an emergency meeting. This comes as pilots of the airlines who have not been paid in 3 months are threatening to stop flying from the 1st of April. There are also reports coming in that the government may ask central banks to bail out Jet Airways.